I met Father Patrick Hagen when I was on the shore walk in Mavelle one day, and I says to him about it, and he thought it was a brilliant idea. And I says to him, well, I think I need to talk to a few more people yet and see if we can get more community organizations involved, and, you know, just to give their support so that it would, you know, it would be coming from the whole parish. Like, so I spoke to Andy, Bridget Harkin from Mavelle GA, and Bridget, the annual general meeting, happened to be on that night on Zoom, and she came back to me then later on, and she said that the GA were happy about it, and they'd be happy to help out in whatever way they could. So I mentioned to Bridget that I noticed we had a few tragedies here in the parish during the COVID, and like, some of the write-ups that the GA done was lovely. It's sometimes it's hard to put things into words when you're trying to do it yourself. So it turns out that John Pito, who's involved in the GA, done them. And I talked to John then and seen if he's actually the man that wrote the piece, and it's very well done.
It has been a tough year for many, and I suppose the initiative is hope that maybe a shine of optimism might be there on New Year's Eve, as well as remembering those lost in 2020.
Well, that's right as well, because we're lucky here in the parish. As far as I'm aware, we didn't have any deaths that are linked to COVID, but we have had people that have suffered from it. But I suppose everybody has sort of suffered because of it, and especially at wakes. And as you say, we're, now that this vaccine has come on the scene, hopefully there'll be, you know, there will be a light there shining for people to get back to normal. John wrote the piece, and I contacted the community, as many community organizations as I could sort of think of. Sometimes when you're trying to think these things, you don't like to leave anybody out and to get everybody. But so we've got a good response so far, and hopefully it's it helps those especially who have been bereaved during this time, because we had two tragedies in the parish with the Mullen family and the O'Hare family, and, you know, people couldn't go to them houses like they should have been able to go. And although there was no nice turnouts along the roads for the funerals for a lot of people in the parish, like, I had a neighbour died there recently, and you're sort of sitting in the house wondering, can you go? So it's been very, very hard for people. So hopefully this now gives people, you know, shows those that have been bereaved that everybody's with them, and gives them a little bit of comfort. We've gone to a new year.
Yeah, the initiative, it seems to be supported by some great local groups and organisations in around Mavelle and Greencastle. Hopefully a great community effort will give that support to each other in the community.
Yeah, that's all organisations are behind it, and it's great to see. And with people sort of writing, we weren't sort of looking for publicity out of it, if you know what I mean. But what we've started to sort of get that in a way, because there's been people sort of sending me messages on social media saying, oh, can anybody take part in this? Because we just put it out as the parish of Mavelle, because that's where we're from. And but, like, it's open to anybody that feels that it would help in their community or their parish or whatever. And, in fact, a Mavelle native, Declan McDermott, who lives up in Carrickmore in County Tyrone, they've actually took on the same thing now in their parish. And they're doing the same thing. So anybody that's listening or whatever that wants to do it, you know, if they feel that it'll help to, you know, comfort some of those who have lost loved ones during COVID and this year in general, or any year for that matter, is welcome to participate in it. Like.